This is the joyful singing of some nurses and midwives who recently graduated from Pillow Hospital in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe's second capital. The three-year course for general nurses and the one-year program for midwives are reputed to be very demanding, and so it is not surprising that the graduates are on cloud nine after years of hard work. But their joy is short-lived as they quickly come to terms with the reality on the ground. Studio 7 caught up with Patience Mube, who was among the recent graduates. Patience received several prizes, including that of Best Academic Performance Throughout Training, and therefore was extremely happy.
First, I'm happy that I finally managed to get the diploma. That was my main aim. And then getting the prizes, that was beyond my expectations. I didn't expect this. It came as a surprise to me. My aim was to get the diploma, but now I'm overexcited that at least I managed to excel.
Despite her accomplishment, Mube is among several from a class of just over 100 graduates who are yet to get employed. Although the country's health delivery service is burdened by a shortage of manpower, among other problems, there is a freeze on recruitment of more staff due to unavailability of funds stemming from an economic crisis that has seen government struggling to pay its workers. Mube told Studio 7 about her frustration and anxiety over the uncertainty of her career.
You know, it's not easy to go through 3 years training. It's a hard work. It's not easy. It's having sleepless nights, and then after finishing that, you can't be employed. You're staying at home like you did nothing, and then we don't know when we'll be employed. Maybe after 2 years or so. It's demoralizing, if I can say.
Deputy Health Minister Aldrin Msiwa says his ministry is aware of the problems in the country's health sector, including the freeze on recruitment. He says the ministry has approached government to avail more funds so more staff can be recruited. Paul Dube also graduated recently and is also still unemployed. He, however, remains hopeful that he will get a job soon.
We hope, as the minister said, the government is working on that. So we are going to be employed very soon. So we are just hoping from the sentiments echoed by the minister that it's going to be fine.
Besides being largely seen as bloated, Zimbabwe's civil service also has a problem of so-called ghost workers, people who are on government payroll but do not really do any work. Government is currently carrying out an audit in the education sector as a way of dealing with this problem. But a nurse who refused to speak on tape, as he is not allowed to speak to the press, said government can employ more people in the essential services like health and education if it gets its priorities right and cuts unnecessary spending. As part of trying to deal with the problem of failing to recruit more nurses and other workers, government has mooted the idea of exporting some of its graduates to other countries. While agreeing that it could help create employment and also earn the country some revenue through remittances by those who will have become expatriates, researcher Butler Tambo of the Public Policy Research Institute of Zimbabwe says the proposal is not sustainable. He suggests that government should recruit more healthcare personnel through reducing workers in other government departments that are less critical.
Exporting these people who already are in their low numbers is not a good move as far as I'm concerned. The question is, what about the cost that the country would have incurred in training these nurses? Because to me, it doesn't make sense. That means we are losing out more money by training people that we are not going to be able to retain within our healthcare system. On how we can solve this problem. For instance, we have been recruiting more and more police officers, more and more prison service guards and the like. Do we really need so many police officers? My answer is a clear no, because I am not seeing an increase in the crime rate in Zimbabwe to justify more manpower in this particular area.
Until Harare deals effectively with the current economic crisis and boosts revenue levels, nursing graduates like Mube and Dube will remain unemployed despite the need for such people in the health sector. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shawa.